Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these words be yours and blessed. Amen. There's more. Jesus said, I still have so much more to teach you. Are there any words more unwelcome this time of year when school is almost out? For someone to say, there's more for me to teach you? I mean, come on, I can almost hear the unbearable groan, almost drowning out what comes next. Jesus says, more than you can bear. My mother used to do that to me all the time. I'd go down to Corvallis and take care of her list of 8 or 9 different things, and when they were completed, I'd be waiting to take my way back home, and instead she'd say, there's more, and they always came up with extra stuff to do. Jesus tells his disciples in the upper room, I may be going away, but there's a lot more you should know. There's more. There's always going to be more. And before we get really kind of mired down in this idea, maybe we should also think that that more could include, like, good things. Second helpings, extra innings, bonus tracks. So for a moment or two, let's look, listen, learn, and let the Holy Spirit guide us into something more. There's more wisdom. In the Old Testament lesson from Proverbs, wisdom is personified. She stands in the streets, on the hilltops, at the city gates, wherever there are people, calling out to them who are passing by so that they don't just pass by. That's what wisdom does. Finding wisdom and heeding wisdom is not a static enterprise. It's not something you check off your list. It's dynamic and evolving. You don't just get wisdom. You experience moments when it calls to you and you listen. Wisdom's like a moving target. And it's been that way since before creation. God alone possesses her. As a partner in the creation of the world, as he intricately puts every part of the universe in place, from the tiniest strands of DNA to incomprehensible galaxies of stars. It's all so far beyond us, as Job would discover when he questions God and finally gets his answer in a whirlwind. Now we know the phrase, wisdom comes with age. And we agree. It comes when you have more experiences, more trials, more errors. But perhaps it's more than that, too. That as we mature, it's as we do that that we discover how much more we don't know. The wisest thing that Donald Rumsfeld ever said, maybe the only wise thing he ever said, was there are known knowns, things we know, and there are also known unknowns. We know there are things we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns, things we don't know we don't know. There's more wisdom, more than we could have asked in a lifetime. There's more faith, too. I remember as a kid reading this story about a submarine that had been breached and was laying crippled at the bottom of the ocean, deep. And the only way that the crew would get rescued would be individuals, one by one, being let loose out of the escape hatch and floating to the surface. But because of the pressure and bends, it almost looked impossible. But I remember there was this CPO in that ship that said, you can do it. Every one of you, just take a deep breath and exhale continuously in the 2 minutes it's going to take you to get to the top. Don't try to hold your breath. Don't try to swim faster. You will die. Every one of you has 2 minutes. minutes of air to exhale in your lungs. Only your mind will stop you from saving yourself. Now, I'm not sure if that's really true regarding air in your lungs, but I do know it's true about faith in one's heart. It's our minds that stop us from complete and absolute trust in God. It's our own efforts to change things, work things up, secure things, speed things up that end up messing us up. Thy will be done. We pray every week, every day, perhaps. But how often that when we stop our prayers, we just assume that it's our will that has to be done, and that thy will and our will are one and the same, even though they might be worlds and even kingdoms to come apart. Now, there's more. Much more that faith can do for us. And we don't have to safeguard it. We don't have to protect or defend it. It safeguards, protects, and defends us. In the epistle lesson, Paul sees all the stuff that life can sometimes dish out to the individual as a progression of faith. He doesn't actually say the word more, but you know what he's getting at. There's always going to be more. There's more to suffering. It leads to endurance. There's more to endurance. It builds character. There's more to character. It blossoms into hope. There's more to hope. So much so, he can only say, can't find a real good expression, and just say, you won't be disappointed. There's more. More faith. More than your wildest dreams can imagine. More than your trust can be validated. There's also more love. Jesus said, I have so much more to say to you, more than you can bear now. And yet before that night would be over, the disciples would have a very good idea of what that unbearable part would be. He would bear the unbearable, their sins and the sin of the world on the cross, dying for humanity. And he told them, greater love is no one than this, than to give your life for your friends. But there's even more to that in the idea of love. It's all in the way he defines friends. In the word verses right after our epistle lesson in Romans 5, we find out who those friends really are. They're the ungodly that God chooses to love. They're the sinners that he dies for. They're the enemies who are reconciled. That's love. A love beyond our capabilities, beyond our understanding, because it's not human love at all. It's God's love given to us so it can work through us to the rest of the world. So there's more. Love. More than we deserve. There's more. I'm trusting that there's more to life after 60, if I even get there yet. But there's more. It's those wonderful, fantastic words. There's more. There's always going to be more. That's the promise. More forgiveness. Paul writes, wherever sin increased, their grace abounds all the more. More gifts. Jesus says, all that the Father has is mine, and I'm giving it to you. More life here and now. He promises, I've come to give you life and life in all its abundance. And more life in the world to come. John's vision. He says, who are all these people in white robes? And the Spirit says, they are the ones washed in the blood of the Lamb and stand before his throne forever. Never again will they hunger or thirst. The sun will not beat down on them or any scorching heat, for the Lamb will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There's more. There's more of everything. Except this sermon. That would be unbearable. Amen. And now to the peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. Amen.